It's a paving project during Aspen's busiest month for car traffic at the entrance to the resort community. This July, there's an average of 27,000 cars coming in or out of town each day.
That was horrible.
Mark Weinhold was pulling into the Rio Grande garage on Friday. He says lots of cars on the highway means scarce parking in Aspen.
And I'm doing deliveries in town. I got it delivered to like 20 different restaurants.
So Weinhold ends up schlepping around heavy produce boxes on foot. Starting today, the trip into town will be even slower. CDOT workers will be on eastbound Highway 82 between 7th and Garmisch Streets. That'll last for one day. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, CDOT switches to outbound 82 between Aspen's roundabout and the airport. Drivers will have to use the bus lane to make room for paving.
The tricky part for us is that we have a limited amount of equipment that we move throughout the region to do these kinds of maintenance patching jobs.
Tracy Trulove is CDOT's spokesperson for this area. The agency shares machinery with 14 other counties, making scheduling difficult. And there's the weather factor.
We really have to get in and work in Aspen when we can because, you know, we all know at any point winter could come early.
So better to get the maintenance work done as soon as possible. At the Rio Grande parking garage on Friday, Mark Weinhold says he's tried coming into Aspen at different times to beat the traffic.
I do this every week, and it's just pick a day. It's always the same.
And it might take longer this week with 3 days of roadwork by CDOT. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.